Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Though the film industry is pretty transparent when it comes to budgets and box office results, traditionally the games industry isn't so upfront when it comes to the bean counting. Of course, if a game sells well enough, the publisher will inevitably trot out the sales data on a press release, but due to the generally opaque nature of the business, it's easy to lose sight of just how well a game has performed. As a result, you might assume a game hasn't made much in the way of dosh, when in fact it's done gangbusters behind the scene. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video games that sold way better than you think. Number 10, Ring Fit Adventure. I have to admit that this one has personally turned into a daily play of mine as someone who likes the idea of being healthy, but doesn't want to sign up for anything, see any people, or leave the house. When it hit stores in October 2019, Ring Fit Adventure was an instant hit with players and critics alike, though in a crowded release frame, its sales hardly set the world alight. Then the pandemic happened. With mass closures of gyms worldwide, demand for the game massively outpaced supply, to the extent that copies of Ring Fit were selling for up to $300 online, more than fivefold its retail value. Within a year of release, Ring Fit had managed to move 6 million units, and in Japan, its physical sales actually managed to outpace that of The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. As the world slowly adjusted to home workouts and repeated lockdowns, though, the Ring Fit frenzy seemed to calm down. The headlines may have faded away, but the game continued to be a quiet sales juggernaut, as gyms remained shut in many countries. By February of this year, Ring Fit had shipped 8.68 million units worldwide, making it the 12th best-selling Nintendo Switch game to date. This put it far above the likes of Super Mario Maker 2, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity, and Mario Tennis Aces. That's all the more impressive given that the Ring Fit is more expensive than your average Switch game because of the peripherals you need to play it. But such was people's desperation to try and stay healthy-ish during lockdown. Number 9, Death Stranding. Hi everyone, I'm Jess, and I unironically enjoyed Death Stranding. If you want to join the club, please feel free, we're a little light on members. Hideo Kojima's groundbreaking Strand game, Death Stranding, proved rather divisive with players and critics alike, training far more of a focus on exploration and traversal than action compared to his Metal Gear Solid franchise. And while it sold well out the gate, Sony's lack of updates on Death Stranding's various sales milestones suggested it had underperformed at retail, a narrative which most players easily accepted, given the game's contentious nature. Last May, Kojima confirmed it had recouped the development costs and begun to turn a profit, which again didn't seem like a particularly effusive endorsement of the game's success compared to his iconic stealth action franchise. But everything changed when Death Stranding hit PC, and it managed to garner a stonking $27 million in revenue in just the 5 months after its release. Obviously, that's a huge win for Kojima's singular blockbuster, and proves that PC gamers are just as thirsty for that gloriously grandiose Kojima nonsense as everybody else. Whether this is enough to interest Kojima in making a sequel, though, remains to be seen, but fingers crossed for me. Number 8, Resident Evil 6. To a lot of fans, Resident Evil 6 is where the wheels really came off the franchise, as it tended to move away from survival horror and way more into an action-focused game. RE6 received heavily mixed reviews from critics and was generally accepted to be a bit of a mess, enough that the next mainline entry into the series didn't hit stores for 5 years and was a radical return to the franchise's survival horror heyday. At the time of its release, RE6 was branded a commercial disappointment, even a failure for Capcom, achieving just 70% of the publisher's projections for the end of the fiscal year 2012, a mere 4.9 million units. But Resi 6 is a classic example of a game with a longer tail, as it managed to continue selling after the initial launch period abated. By December 2020, it had sold 7.7 million copies for PS3 and Xbox 360, and between its later releases on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, we can add another 3.8 million to the total. Today, RE6 counts global sales of 11.5 million units, pulling ahead of even the phenomenally popular Resident Evil 4. That's not bad for a game that many people had written off mere days after its initial release. Number 7, Splatoon 2. While it's hardly a secret that Splatoon 2 was a solid seller on the Nintendo Switch, it might still surprise you just how freaking well this game sold. The original game, released exclusively on the Wii U, set middling expectations by selling a respectable 4.95 million copies, and few anticipated that the Switch-exclusive sequel would effortlessly double that figure. To date, Splatoon 2 is rocking 11.9 million copies sold. That's a 2.4 times multiplier. Even accepting the phenomenal success of the Switch, especially in comparison to the bust that was the Wii U, few could have anticipated that Splatoon 2 would become the 9th best-selling Switch game to date. Needless to say, with Splatoon 3 headed our way next year and the Switch now in 80 million hands, it won't be surprising when the threequel does just as well. Number 6, Goat Simulator. Goat Simulator is proof that irony alone can lead to a massive commercial success. Initially created as a joke prototype in 2014, the game's jank-filled alpha footage quickly went viral, leading to speedy development of a full release. But a viral success doesn't always translate into strong sales, and you'd be forgiven for assuming that this meme-worthy game delivered mild amusement as a YouTube clip while not actually selling copies by the bucket load. But alas, within 9 months of its PC release, Goat Simulator actually managed to move over 2.5 million units. By March 2016, it was confirmed that the game has generated more than $12 million in revenue, dwarfing the commercial performance of Coffee Stain Studios' previous attempts at actual serious games, with Sanctum and Sanctum 2 making under $2 million each. Though Goat Simulator 2 remains a controversial product given that it was deliberately released chock full of bugs to ride the wave of irony, its success proves just how big the market is for knowingly stupid, charmingly jank video games. Number 5, Grand Theft Auto 5. Now, you don't even have to be a gamer to know that GTA 5 is one of the best-selling games of all time, but you still might not quite understand just how insanely well this game has sold, and continues to sell. As of this past February, GTA 5 has sold 140 million copies across all platforms since releasing in September 2013, making it not only the second best-selling video game ever, behind only Minecraft's 200 million, but also shifting more units than every other GTA game combined. Its continued commercial success has baffled analysts, particularly as GTA 5 ended up selling a whopping 20 million copies in 2020 alone. That's actually the most it's sold in a single year since its 2013 release. Between this and the money-printing behemoth that is the game's multiplayer component, Grand Theft Auto Online, it's easy to appreciate why Rockstar isn't too eager to get Grand Theft Auto 6 out the door. Plus, with a shiny new GTA 5 port headed to PS5 and Xbox Series S and X later this year, it seems the game is very far from out of steam. Number 4, ARMS. Remember ARMS? I do. I played it once at a Nintendo event, looked very silly, and then discovered there was video evidence of me looking very silly. ARMS released a few short months after the Nintendo Switch first hit stores. The colourful fighting game was clearly intended to be the next big IP for the platform, with its unique limb-based combat system and clear potential on the competitive multiplayer circuit. Yet despite releasing to solid reviews, ARMS basically came and went without much of a peep, causing many to buy into the narrative that the game was a bust at retail. And while few would dare call ARMS a barnstorming white-hot smash hit, it did sell respectfully enough to become the 27th best-selling Switch game to date. By December 2019, ARMS was confirmed to have sold 2.38 million copies worldwide, placing it above more seemingly popular games from existing IPs, such as Mario + Rabbids Kingdom Battle, Yoshi's Crafted World, and Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. Hell, 2.38 million is actually more than any Metroid game has sold in almost 20 years. As such, fans of the game have struggled to make sense of why Nintendo didn't make more of an effort to push ARMS as an esport upon release, because were it given sufficient support, it could have become far more of a breakout hit. ARMS 2 is certainly possible, but probably something that fans shouldn't count on happening. Number 3, Beat Saber. VR is a tricky beast where sales are concerned. You're immediately walling off a whole bunch of players who don't want to put down a bunch of money on an expensive VR headset, and potentially even more money on a fancy PC to play it with. Beyond that, sales data for VR games isn't terribly easy to come by, causing many to believe that even the most popular VR games aren't selling millions of units. Though Star Wars-styled rhythm game Beat Saber has been one of VR's undeniable breakout titles across headsets, you probably didn't expect it to have sold a staggering 4 million copies, making it the best-selling VR game to date. Oculus also confirmed that Beat Saber has sold 40 million DLC songs, bringing its revenue to over $180 million. Beat Saber's popularity has also been undeniably boosted by extensive mod support, allowing PC players to insert their own custom tracks into the game. For those who insist that VR is dead or dying, you may want to think again. Number 2, Euro Truck Simulator 2. If you're not a fan of simulator games, then you may not understand just how big the fan bases are for them, particularly 2012's Euro Truck Simulator 2. Though vehicle sims tend to have little appeal outside of their strictly defined niche, ETS 2 is a little different, given that it isn't quite as beholden to peerless realism and infuriating mundanity as many of its genre siblings. It is a game that emphasizes fun and relaxation above all else, and while you'd scarcely believe it, this has resulted in the game posting a mind-melting 9 million copies sold as of this past March. For context, this makes it one of the best-selling PC games of all time. This is all the more impressive given the game's age and its exclusivity to the PC platform, but the developers continue to support it, so I'm sure it's gonna keep on trucking. I'm sorry. Well, the writer of this list is sorry. Me and Jack are both sorry. Number 1, Terraria. 2011's action-adventure sandbox game Terraria was a sales juggernaut right out of the gate, selling over 200,000 copies in a single week, and by June 2015, it had sold an incredible 12 million copies across PC, consoles, and mobile platforms. That seemed like a happy ending for developer Relogic, but it was actually just the beginning. By the end of 2020, the game had almost tripled that 2015 sales figure, reporting an unfathomable 35 million units sold worldwide. This milestone was met less than a year after the game posted 30 million sales, confirming it sure wouldn't be slowing down anytime soon. It all becomes infinitely more interesting when you break the sales down. Almost half, 17.2 million, were sold on PC, 9.3 million on mobile, and most surprisingly of all, a mighty 8.5 million on consoles. Despite imminently turning a decade-old, Terraria has slowly but surely earned a spot as one of the best-selling games of all time. It's currently ranking number 14 ahead of Animal Crossing New Horizons, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, and 2019's Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Very impressive.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.